Good evening and welcome to this week's Politically Incorrect with your host, Andrew Schechter. This week's topic is the nanny state and right to repair, brought to you by Eternal Affairs Media, also known as EA Truth Media. Your host tonight is myself, Andrew Schechter, author of Dark Water, Game Over, and two-time delegate for Donald Trump to the Republican National Convention. Please help us with a donation at donate.eamedia.online or by buying some bling at store.eamedia.online. Please help keep the truth online. We pause for a moment. Heavenly Father, we pray tonight for all the world. There's so much that needs prayer. There's so much that needs your help. We're trying, dear Lord. We're trying our best. We're hanging in for you. We pray for things to change and come back to your great glory. We pray these things as we thank you for allowing us to have these weekly podcasts to spread your word, spread the word of the world. In your heavenly, glorious name, amen. We thank the one-time donors of Reverend Dave, Janet, Lisa, and Dean, and in Truth Premium signups of Dean, Patty, Linda, David, Bruce, and Charla, and patrons Alicia, Reverend Dave, and Dan. Thank you all. Thank all of you for coming tonight for our podcast. We're going to be a couple short. I hope we have some new people or some others. A couple of people said they couldn't make it tonight, so we'll run with what we've got. We always have a good crew here on Thursday nights. So just a couple. We always start out with a couple of odds and ends, of course. And the nanny state came to be because I ran into an article talking about the iPhones and some of the situation. I wasn't aware of some of the things that they were talking about, so I thought that was be a pretty good topic. A lot of things to know about. Big thing now is the right to repair. In fact, there was a survey sent out to politicians, people running for politics. That was one of the actual group discussions they had was on right to repair. So that'll be our part of our topics tonight. And it's sad. And good evening, Eric. It's sad. It really is sad that my inspiration is gone. I can't watch RT America at lunch anymore because the Russians won't let them broadcast the truth to us. Very sad. We got a lot of my good podcast topics from that and ideas of what to research. But anyway, we'll have to find new sources. So how about that? We just learned today that that there are no such things as males and females. How do you like that? I'm sure you heard the story here about this Ketanji Brown. Boy, I don't want to sound... I don't want to sound, I don't even want to know what the word is, but, we're getting so many crazy people in government, and they're saying, oh, you need diversity. Now, I'll be honest with you. So they want to put a black woman in. We're going to put a black woman in the Supreme Court. I don't have a problem with a black woman in the Supreme Court. But I have a problem with a black woman that doesn't know what the hell a male and a female is. Hear that today, or was it yesterday? I guess it was. She doesn't know how to define a female when I asked her. She says she's not a biologist. First of all, biology has nothing to do with male and female. It's anatomy and physiology has to do with male and female. And that's just the person we need in there to make sound decisions on women playing in men's sports and men playing in women's sports and calling themselves men or women. When someone who's going to be a judge of this can't define what in the hell a female is. If they let her in, I don't care what other qualifications she has. Well, maybe she's not even a she. Who knows? Well, she doesn't even know if she's a she. Good Lord. It's insane. It's crazy. Absolutely insane. Anyway, not the topic for tonight, but I saw that and I'm like, and then I saw this guy that's like 6'9" and weighs like 10,000 pounds. And he won the swimming over this nice skinny little girl that was beating the crap out of it. She had a world record for women, and this big lunk of a man calling himself a woman beats her out. Got to stop. We need judges in the Supreme Court that are judge against that, not people that don't know what the hell a female is. I'm sorry. I just can't take it anymore. It's insane. It's crazy. We need God back in our life. We need Christ back. I don't know what we need, but it's more than what we've got right now. That's for darn sure. All right. Get back on topic here. So, yes, exactly. Right. We definitely need God back in America. And you know, the same issue goes with religion. There are certain religions that are not compatible. Now, and I don't want to sound like I'm against religions or I'm against anybody, blacks, women. I don't care as long as you're the right person. But when the Muslim community comes in and says, we're going to take over the United States of America by infiltrating Washington, D.C. and the Congress. And then you suddenly have somebody like Dr. Oz come on board in Pennsylvania, an out-of-state carpetbagger that wants to run for Senate and is admittedly an outspoken Muslim. Bad to our Muslim community. We haven't learned from 9/11. Islam is not compatible with the United States or our Constitution. And it's just a fact of life. It's not that I'm opposed to people or their religion. You're entitled to your religious beliefs, but certain things are not compatible. That brings me to our topic of the night. And that is the nanny state. Now, I brought this up a little bit in past podcasts, but it really is getting to me now. It's getting me so aggravated at the way we are being controlled by our government and by the corporations in America. And it all started with an article about the iPhone. We're talking about the iPhone 13, which is coming out. And that was that I realized in the past, you know, you have phones now and the battery goes, but batteries are not all going to last forever, especially if you abuse them or you use the phone a lot and you're charging it. And it's so wasteful when you have to throw a whole phone out, spend your money on a new phone because the battery went bad, because they make them all sealed up where you can't get at them anymore. But now they've gone even farther. You know, they got to the point where people were taking their iPhones and breaking them apart and finding batteries that were compatible, putting them back together, and they sort of work. Now you can't even do that. You can't put a battery in. You can't put a screen on a phone because Apple made the phones so that the screens and the batteries all have electronic circuitry and they're mated. They're pre-programmed. So if you put a different battery or a different screen on it, or you put a different module or anything in it, it won't work. And you're not allowed, legally, you're not allowed to program them. They won't give you the software and they won't let you program. That's why I went further to research to find out that Tesla, of course, has been doing the same thing. The Tesla mates their motors batteries and all the different parts are mated together electronically. So you can't just replace parts. That farmers have known this for a while. John Deere does the same thing. You can take any modules in a John Deere tractor and you can't replace a part. If you replace the parts, you need the custom software that you can't buy and a custom programmer that's not for sale in order to program the part to be compatible with the tractor. And you know, that's just not right. And finally, the government's coming to realize this, that, you know, we should be entitled. When we buy something, we should be allowed to fix the darn thing. Plus, it's wasteful. You know, most automobiles, a lot of the automobiles, especially the foreign automobiles, the Toyotas in particular, and some of the GMs, you can't replace transmission in the vehicle. Unless you've got the proprietary programmer that's not for sale to program the transmission to work with that automobile. And built into those little chips that control all that is the ability to shut the entire vehicle down remotely but through a back door. A lot of vehicles have that now, or all the electric vehicles are planned to have that. You know, Tesla can shut you down. Tesla can lock your car doors and shut your vehicle down anywhere in the world. You know, this is getting a little bit ridiculous, folks. You can't go anywhere. You can't do anything. You can't buy anything without the government's approval. People ask me, why do you not use Easy Pass? I used to say, hey, because you can't track me with if I don't have an Easy Pass. Now you can, because now they got the cameras up instead of the toll takers. Now wherever you go on a toll road, you can be tracked. So now I just don't take toll roads. But it doesn't matter because my phone's tracking me wherever I go anyway. I'm sure I told you this story before. I always had the absolute perfect murder. You take your cell phone, you throw it on a southbound Amtrak train, and go out, do your deed or whatever, and then come back and say, hey, and then go back and retrieve your phone and say, look, see, I've been in Florida all this time. My phone proves it. Here's where I was every day. My phone proves it. You can use that to your advantage, those things. Now there was a lot of cases of people using the cameras and using masks to cover their face, masks of other people. Yeah, there was a lot of masks of, you know, famous people out there, like Tom Hanks. There's a mask for it. There's all the presidents and Donald Trump. You know, they're all out there, and they'll go and they'll commit a robbery and they'll go and make sure they're seen on the camera. You know, it's just crazy because, you know, they'll come up and they'll say, oh, look, that's Tom Hanks committing the robbery. They actually did that. And the one guy and the guy actually looked like Tom Hanks. And it was a big thing in the news about it. They went looking all over and they actually, you know, brought, you know, we talked to Tom Hanks and said, were you in the store at this time? And he's like, no, it had proof he wasn't there. So these great technologies can backfire. You know, and the other thing that torques me is their artificial intelligence. Artificial intelligence is the most evil thing that's coming to pass, and it's the biggest nanny, because artificial intelligence will track you everywhere, and it will track not just you, but it'll track what you're doing, what you like, what you want, who you are. It's what led to the social credit scores in China. And they're thinking about doing it worldwide. United States wants to do it. They want to track you socially and do it social, you know, base your credit availabilities and what you can do, what you can't do based on your social status, how you rate in a social community. Now, artificial intelligence can do that. Because artificial intelligence are the tentacles that connect the entire world together. Not just the U.S., but every place and everything. Everything with an electronic, it's electronically connected to the internet. And even things that aren't. And they tracked a criminal down. I was reading an article, I guess it was in a Florida paper. And they tracked a criminal down by what was in the background. So they were looking at his social media. Couldn't figure out where this guy was. He posted a picture of something. And he's like, ha ha, you know, I beat you. And the background is mountain or I forget what it was. It was some kind of scenery in the background. And they put the two together and said, guess where he is? He's in, you know, Tucson or whatever. And they caught the guy. by the background in his photo. Worse than that, when you go to the grocery store, did you ever wonder, have you noticed recently, especially that when you go to a grocery store or you go to a Home Depot, or I guess I probably shouldn't advertise particular names, the big box stores, let's call them that. A lot of things aren't available. And they're using artificial intelligence and what they call actuarials. Insurance industries used what they call actuarials for years. Actuarials means based on who you are, what your age is, what you eat, what you drink, where you go, what you do, what's your likelihood you're going to die, because they're going to predict this based and base your insurance policy premiums on that. Well, now they're doing that with everything. You know, I want termite stakes for my yard. Termite stakes are the best things that they ever created. I mean, you don't even have to hire an exterminator. Exterminators are mad because people are buying termite stakes, you know, Terminex termite stakes in the Home Depot. They put them in their yard. They plant them in the ground. They don't need an exterminator. I've used them for years. Now you can't get them at Home Depot. The exterminators didn't like them, and not that many people were buying them. They didn't know about them, so they took them off the shelves. So if one industry doesn't like something you're buying, if they think it's taking away from their profits, that's the key. That will go in the system, and worldwide, that product will become unavailable. If something is too good to be true, if it's actually working, they'll take it off the market. 2 weeks ago, I mentioned that they took all the value out of red yeast rice. Red yeast rice had the same ingredient, basically, that the statins had to take that brought your blood pressure down. The FDA said, no, you can't do that. And he mandated that no red yeast rice that comes into the United States of America is allowed to be any damn good. They actually took out all the good ingredients. They said, you can't have those ingredients in there because they're too much like the prescription drugs to bring your blood pressure down. And they do these things without telling you. So they still sell red yeast rice, but it's absolutely has absolutely no value, because it's been purged of everything good. Now, the prepper movement, there's a lot of things that go on in the background. One of the big things is a prepper movement, and they like to get stuff ready and prepared for the end game that's coming. One of the things they do is they stock up on things like antibiotics, which you can't get. Antibiotics are like impossible to get because they're afraid that people are going to abuse them. Oh, yeah, I'm going to abuse antibiotics when I'm really sick and I'm dying. When yet farmers go out and they inject every one of their cattle and sheep with antibiotics, and that's what's destroying the value of antibiotics. Not us, but we pay the price. Because they don't want us to have the ability to treat ourselves, to take care of ourselves. And now what they've done, now get this. So you used to be able to get this, they used to put amoxicillin and penicillin and other antibiotics as fish medicine. People would buy them, and the preppers would go out and they'd buy these to stockpile them in case the end game came, basically, or World War III or whatever. They have to go hide in their cave. Well, now what they do is they sell the same antibiotics, but they put poison in it, it'll kill you. And they have a note on it that says this is for fish use only. But they don't say that they'd intentionally poisoned these pills to kill you. That's how much of a bastard these people are. Because the corporations still want to sell this to the preppers. They're not going to know that they're getting poisoned. How could you do something like that? You know, modern technology is the absolute worst thing. I don't want to get off course here, but you know, technology, when you can control it and take it over, when it can become your enemy, when it can be controlled by the demons in society, like the major corporations, big government, it's evil. I mean, it's the most evil thing. You know, I've had preachers tell me, you know, I'm a minister myself, and I've had preachers tell me, you know, you're Mr. Schechter, you're just off the wall. And I ask them why. They're like, Well, you take words literally from the Bible. And I look at Genesis, the first four, five books of Moses, they're more important than anything else in a Judeo-Christian system, because they tell you what God's laws are. They tell you what it's all about. You know, and when you eat of the fruit of the tree of good and evil, knowledge of good and evil, it's multiple meanings. It has multiple meanings. And one of the things that I believe is that God was telling us at the beginning there, you know, be yourself. Take of the world what I've given you. And don't go after the godliness. Now, God says that we are like God. We are in his image. God created us in his image. He created man. He created woman in his image. That means we have the power of God. Said so, you know, so the prophets proved that back all through the Bible. But God didn't want us to utilize that power. And you can see where it's gotten us, because we don't know how to control that power. We've taken that power that we have and turned it into evil. We are reaching for the stars. We are reaching for creation. We are reaching to be godlike. And that's not what was intended. Because with the power of God comes the power to create and destroy. And yes, you're right, Raccoon. Because he said he's a jealous God. Have no other gods before you. And when you think about that, when he's given us the power of God, that doesn't mean we should be God. That just means we have the ability to take care of ourselves with the tools that we were given by the Creator. You know, I'm getting to, and I don't like to get politics. I know it's called politically incorrect, but when I'm on topics of religion, I don't like to get into economy and stuff like that. I try to stay away from politics, but you know, I'm getting to like the libertarians more and more every day. You know, it's a shame they got such a bad taste with the other parties, and they have such, I hate to say, poor leadership. The libertarians themselves admit that. On LRN radio, they were talking about that. They're saying, we got to get some good leadership. Maybe we could actually get some candidates in. But they have it true. You know, that's what, when we created, when we came to America, when our ancestors came to America, we put together a package of basic simplicity that was supposed to keep us away from all that garbage. You know, we were supposed to be of the people, by the people, for the people. People, people, people. Have you heard one politician talk about the people? Now they don't even call them our representatives anymore. They're called lawmakers. We don't need more laws. We need more respect. We need fewer laws. We need to throw the rein out and allow the free market to take over and not be controlled by government. Eric, true. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness and inalienable rights. That's the words are so powerful in our early documents. Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, Bill of Rights. But all of this is being taken from us. You can even see when they take your power away in things like your cell phone, your computer. Suddenly you can't do anything. You're not allowed to change things. You're not allowed to install and do things and make things customized. And you got to do it the way they want, when it's under their control. And now that they've done that, they've got you to a monthly fee. Everybody wants a monthly fee for everything. You want to do word processing, you're going to pay a monthly fee. You want to create images and videos, you got to pay a monthly fee for something that you have no control over. And it's just, it's getting worse every day. Biggest thing right now is the right to repair. When these laws come in, little by little, they're going to allow us to be able to fix our own stuff or allow companies to fix it, because we can't even have other companies. You can't have a third-party company. I'll get to that, Eric. I did see your comment. But a third-party company can't even come in and do the repairs. Staples, you can't go to your Staples and fix your iPhone because they're not allowed to fix them. We need to support candidates in politics that support the right to repair, that support the right to freedom, that support our rights and our choices. Because as you can see in the store, you look at the grocery store, we're getting fewer and fewer selections because artificial intelligence says what sells the most, and we're only going to see what's on the shelves is going to be what sells the most. If you love something totally, you think it's great, it won't be there. Thank you, Marilyn. Agrees with Eric. And on the comments, because we're running out of time here, but Eric said I'm going to read a comment because it's just too good, Eric, if you don't mind. But so those who staunchly oppose the language of the, they're endowed by our Creator with certain inalienable rights, it's like they're suggesting there's no God. You know, our founders did not create the Constitution and Bill of Rights as a suggestion. And when God created the Ten Commandments, God did not create the Ten Suggestions. Thank you, Eric. That is absolutely correct. That's just perfectly worded. It's beautiful. So hold that true to your thoughts, particularly with the elections coming up. Think about who's running. Think about who will support you, and also be cautious. I always like to throw out my little election tips because elections are coming up in the midterms this year, but just in general, if you have governors coming up or Senate or any, especially the big candidates in the Congress and the House, don't. It's a very tough decision how voters vote. I have a tough time even talking about it because there are some really wonderful people that I really love, really great people that just are absolutely not possible to win, and a Democrat's going to win, or a Democrat that might be really great, but nobody's going to vote for them because all the conservatives want to vote Republican. You need to pick somebody, number one, that can win the election, and number two, that's going to support the conservative cause, going to concert what you believe in, whatever that might be. So rather than just go out and pull buttons and push levers and find people that you like, research your candidates. Find out who they are. If they won't talk to you, then they're not worth voting for. If they're not supporting you, they're not worth voting for. If they can't get elected, well, they're going to cause an opposing candidate that's not good for the causes. Stay away from them. It's very tough. It really is. It's a very tough decision in politics. But we need to take back our Congress. We need to bring God back into this country. For those living in Pennsylvania, I'm going to point this out because it's a national story. You know, we have Dr. Oz out there, the TV doctor. He's running as a carpetbagger in Pennsylvania for U.S. Senate. Nobody talks about it, but he is a devout Muslim. I'm sorry for Muslim community, but having heard that the Muslim community wants to infiltrate the Congress and take it over, it just scares me. I mean, he could be a good Muslim. I don't know, but we need to avoid the possibility that he's an infiltrator. We can never forget 9/11. How about it? We can never forget 9/11. We, the people of the United States of America, must stand by our country, by our religion, by our God, by our freedoms, or we will perish. And as in closing, I always want to mention that the Truth Premium is now available on the website at 99 cents per month. So you have access to fewer ads, receive more exclusive and premium content, as well as have access to Powered by Truth Community Forum. You can't beat the 99 cents to support the truth per month. And go to premium.eamedia.online to sign up. And all our content is available at eternalaffairsmedia.com. Support us in any way you can, please. Even if it's just a matter of printing a comment or a little star or heart, we are here to support you and support the truth. And I, God bless everyone that came out tonight. You are truly great people. Every Thursday night, please bring your friends along. I'm glad we had a great turn tonight. I know there were a few missing, and we'll see them next week with new topics every week. Stay safe, vote smart, and come back next week. God bless every one of you. Stay in God's word and in God's glorious hands. Amen. Have a good evening. Night. God bless all of you.